Some people call it the Irish equivalent of the Dead Sea Scrolls, the discovery last week of fragments of a Psalter, a book of Psalms, that had been buried in a bog for centuries. Dr. Pat Wallace is director of the National Museum of Ireland. Dr. Wallace, have you been able to authenticate the book and date it?
Well, the matter of authentication doesn't arise because we know it's a genuine article. The dating of it is a little more vague. I mean, the dating could be as early as 800 or some days after that, but it's certainly in the period of the 9th century, maybe the 10th century.
Really? More than 1,000 years old?
So it's more than 1,000 years old.
Yeah. The text is in Latin, I assume?
Yes, it is.
And are they at all illuminated, the Psalms?
No, but it could be that one or two of the letters and capitals of paragraphs and that may have been illuminated or, kind of highlighted. We can't just verify that yet. It's early days. It's now in the museum laboratory in Dublin.
Assuming that this is from sometime in the latter centuries of the first millennium, put it in the context of Irish history and the Irish Church for us.
Ireland was undergoing a wonderful period of cultural productivity. It was a great period of Christian endeavor with the foundation of several monastic monasteries around the island. These monasteries were kind of what we'd now call almost universities, but they also controlled big hinterlands of farmland, and they were places of learning from which Christian scholars came from different parts of Western Europe.
Have you been able to figure out which psalms are actually included in this document and what the selection might imply?
There are two psalms, as far as we can see. One appears to be what was anciently known as Psalm 83 and is now, I understand, the text that you find under Psalm 84.
Now, the fact that this Psalter survived while evidently being buried in a bog, should that surprise us, or does this confirm the powers of peat to preserve things that are kept?
I think both, to be honest. I think, Mr. Siegel, we should be in shock, A, that something as old as this and as delicate as this has in the first place survived at all. And the second thing is then the accident of the discovery and of the survival. So you have three stages of very remote possibility. Multiply A, B, and C together, and you have really a sense of our astonishment at this discovery.
Well, Dr. Wallace, thank you very much for talking.
You're very welcome, sir.
It's Pat Wallace, who's the director of the National Museum of Ireland, talking about what was discovered last week in an Irish bog, fragments of a book of Psalms that appears to be more than 1,000 years old.
This is NPR, National Public Radio.